Welcome to All Things Business for Physicians, where I chat with marketers, accountants, physicians, and consultants to talk about everything like social media, office culture, running your medical practice, and how to align marketing and operations. If you're looking to grow your practice, get access to our patient acquisition and retention framework at hip.agency. Now I'd like to welcome today's featured guest, Dr. Eugenia Prokopetz. Dr. Prokopetz is a fourth-generation female dentist, and from a young age, she saw the impact that dentistry had on patients' overall well-being and decided to dedicate her life to becoming an exceptional dental provider. She also has thousands of followers on Instagram and is continually putting out good content. Dr. Prokopetz, are you ready to share your story and talk about building your brand on Instagram?
Yes, thank you so much. I am definitely ready to share my story, and thank you so much for having me.
Definitely. Thank you for being on the show today. So,
Awesome. Take
a moment to introduce yourself and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Okay, so as you know, my name is Eugenia Prokopetz, and I'm 32 years old. I'm a board-certified periodontist, and I currently practice in the Washington, D.C. area. My family's originally from the Ukraine. We moved to the U.S. when I was 5, and I spent most of my life in Arizona and then left Arizona and, moved to Wisconsin for dental school, where I attended Marquette. And after dental school, I did 2 residencies. I did a GPR residency at Columbia in New York. And then my perio residency I did at LSU in New Orleans. And a little bit about me, I'm really passionate about what I do, as you can probably see on my Instagram page. I love periodontics. And the other aspect of my life that I love a lot is also kind of health and fitness. So I showcase a little bit of both. I'm practicing currently right now, and it's great. I think our field is super exciting at the moment, and I'm really looking forward to, where it goes in the future.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. So tell us a little bit about you getting on social media and you starting to build your brand and, just kind of document your life. When did you start doing that and why?
So I originally started documenting things on Instagram actually 6 years ago or so when Instagram first started. And it really wasn't a platform for business at the time. I think it was when I was in residency, and I would just start documenting things I do with my friends, food, restaurants, my workouts, and it was kind of just a way for me to connect with people. And at the time, I started following other people that maybe were growing their brand or, their pages, but it wasn't really at the time for me something that I was doing for my business, and because I was still in residency as a student. So what happened was when I came out here to DC after residency and I started working, I've always felt a need to connect with my patients on a different level. And I wasn't in my own practice at the time. I was working for somebody, and it was a little difficult for me to set myself apart. So I basically just decided, I'm just going to do this, use my Instagram as a platform for me, for my cases, and just start to connect to people, maybe other dentists or students. And then it slowly started to become something that I really put thought into and deciding, okay, I need to engage potential patients. And so that's when my account kind of shifted. So I would say the last year and a half, is when I really kind of had the intention to make my account more of a business kind of driven account and showcase myself, my skills, my work, and my personality. So that's when really I started building myself as a brand.
Awesome. So how can being active on Instagram, how has it helped you in terms of your profession with patients? And how do you think it can help other doctors as well?
Yeah, so it's super important to be active on Instagram, I think, today. And it's going to be even more important, you know, in 5 years from now or 10 years from now. But I think that patients desire a real connection with their doctor. The days are kind of over where, you know, the patient calls the office, they barely get to be able to speak with the doctor, or they really don't know about the doctor at all based on, you know, their website or, you know, an ad or something like that. They don't understand who their doctor is. I think now patients are really looking to, A, connect with you on something, and they want to see your work, what you do, how you do it, what are your mannerisms, you know, what's your bedside manner, things like that. And they don't only want to see good reviews, they want to see, you know, your personality and things like that. So I think that it can help doctors a lot to be active on there. And I think that if you follow any of the, you know, top kind of accounts with doctors that have a lot of engagement, it's because, you know, they're showcasing their day-to-day life, and they're also showcasing their the dynamic in the office. You know, they show their staff, or they show, you know, what the office looks like and things like that. So a patient automatically becomes more comfortable going to that doctor's office. So I think it's extremely important, and you can engage patients that way, because now even more so people go to Instagram to find, let's say, a hairstylist or, you know, a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon. I mean, you find everybody there now. So I think that, you know, if you haven't started doing it, you must start doing it, to grow your practice.
Definitely. And I'll just, you know, take a little bit of time to share. You know, we work with some clients who are very involved in their own Instagram, or have somebody on location, like a PA or, you know, front desk person who's savvy with it. And it helps so much, even with, you know, even if you have a marketing agency, it helps so much to have the type of content you post, because it's raw, it's, you know, in the moment, on the spot. And so I would just highly suggest for any doctor listening, you know, stock photos and posting that type of content, it doesn't really connect like that in office, real life type of content, right? So even, you know, even with us, we create a lot of video content, and a lot of it's on a procedure or treatment or condition, or, you know, new locations opening up, and the videos do very well. But to get this type of, you know, constant engagement, you've got to be on this stuff almost daily, right? And at least posting something. I think that is really missing with a lot of practices, is they just rely on their marketing agency and whoever to be doing the posting, but it just doesn't have that personal type of feel.
I agree with you. And I just want to mention that, you know, everybody is busy, and everybody has so much going on. And it's very hard when you're running a practice and, you know, you're worrying about patients, the next patient, you know, every day of the week you have something going on, and then staff and things like that. But, you know, this, to put yourself on Instagram just costs a little bit of time on your hands. You know, it's not that you need somebody else necessarily right away to build it for you, but to kind of incorporate both aspects, where you can do some video posting and then you can have like a company or somebody do some marketing for you. I think, you know, to be well-rounded, I mean, that's all it takes.
Sure. Definitely. So give us some of your tops, do's and don'ts. What are some best practices, and what are some things to not do on Instagram?
Okay, so my top do's, I would say the first one is just to be real. Just be yourself. Don't pretend to be somebody that you're not, and don't, you know, compare yourself to other people, because you need to just be yourself and be real completely. And a lot of times we have like this, when we start posting on Instagram, we kind of have this voice like, should I post this? Should I not? Are people going to like it? You should kind of go through that. But at the end of the day, you just have to be real with who you are, and people will see that. The other do I would say is, you know, go with your gut as far as what direction you want to take your Instagram. And if you want to showcase a certain thing that you do in your practice, I mean, do that. There will be many people that will tell you, you know, their opinion or what they think your account should be. Like, for example, for me, I showcase some of my personal life as well as my professional life. And some people say, you know, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? But I think that I just listen to my own inner voice, which tells me, you know, this is what I'm passionate about. So I'm going to go for that. And people slowly start engaging with that. And I would say some of my don'ts are don't buy followers. I know I see a lot of people that, you know, they have accounts with a lot of a high number of followers, but then each post, you know, you can see how many likes they have and it doesn't relate to how many followers they have. And people can see that. I mean, it's, you don't need to have a lot of followers. You just need to have a genuine account for people to come to, for you to showcase what you do, to engage patients, for patients to, you know, feel like they trust you, they see you, and that's all you need. You just need genuine engagement on your Instagram. And my other don't is, I would say the biggest thing that's really hard to do is to not pay attention to what everybody else is doing. So I think everybody kind of starts comparing themselves to other accounts, but you need to just stay true to who you are and don't pay attention to what anybody else is doing, because if you try to mimic that, it's not going to be real. So, you know, just focus in and keep your head, like, you know, down and do what you need to do that really showcases your true, you know, your true personality.
Yeah, definitely. I love that you shared don't buy followers. This is, I think, really important, even more, maybe more so important for Facebook. But, you know, something we specialize in is ad management. So when we go to run ads, you know, one of the audiences that we push ads to is people who like your page and their friends. And if you've got a bunch of fake likes and bots and, you know, people from other countries or whoever, well, that's not going to be very targeted when you start showing ads to those people. So make sure you're trying to build your audience that is specialized, interested in what you do or in your area. Because, you know, if you do want to get into ads or switch your account over to a business account, all that is going to be a major factor. And you're just buying, absolutely, you know, fake account likes anyway. So it's really not, it's hurting you in the long run, definitely.
Absolutely. So I agree with that.
Let's talk about hashtags. How do you choose the right ones?
So I would say I don't think too hard about it. I know Instagram allows you to have, I think, 30 hashtags per post. So I usually just make sure I use all 30 if I can. And I just go with what, you know, the picture is showing. So whether it's a clinical case, I will tag, you know, either bone grafting or dental implants or dentistry, things like that. And if it's another motivational post, I will hashtag, you know, motivation or dedication or things along those lines. So I normally try to kind of vary it, and I don't use the same hashtags all the time. I think it's just related to what exactly I'm showing. But my top, you know, tip for people when people ask me, you know, about posting and things, I would just say to really use the amount of hashtags that you can per post, because you get that much more engagement. And also, you know, you can tag similar accounts. For example, for me, I, you know, sometimes tag like dental, big dental accounts that share cases or clinical photos. So that kind of helps, because they get attention to that post, and then that'll draw people into your account as well.
Yeah, I saw a video you just posted, and I guess it's kind of like a teaser to your full video on YouTube, but you tag Oral-B, you're doing like a toothbrush comparison and tag Oral-B, and that's cool, because right, they can even, you know, repost your video or share it, who knows? So that could be
exactly
exposure. And with the hashtags, you know, I see a lot of people posting, like, they'll hashtag one of the words in their sentences, or their hashtags kind of run together. Talk about how you separate it with, like, the periods, and why is that?
So basically what I do is I put in the body of the text that I want to say for that post. So let's say I'm writing, you know, 3 or 4 lines. I'm not hashtagging anything in that, because that's just like, people want to just read a full couple of lines or whatever you're explaining. And then I do the periods after that, because that kind of allows me to separate my hashtags further down and not get, I think it just, people get overwhelmed when they see a bunch of hashtags and it's just kind of confusing. So I know some people do like a different thing where they put a new comment on their post and then put the hashtags there. Then you don't see them at all. I mean, I've done both, but I think that just helps separate the two.
Definitely. What about filters? You know, a lot of people get kind of, I talk to some people and they're really anal with their filters and they want like each picture to have the same filter, so the color palette looks the same. Or do you really think about that? Do you use the filters? How do you edit your images?
Yeah. You know, I do think about that. I'm not as particular as I feel some other accounts are, where they keep everything kind of the same. I guess maybe it's just because I'm showcasing a lot of different things, and my account is, like I said, it's some personal stuff, some travel, some clinical. So I just filter it based on what I think enhances the photo that I'm showcasing. So I use just the regular Instagram filter. Sometimes I don't use a filter at all. Like if I'm posting a picture of like my friend and I at dinner or some colleagues and we're at a conference, I'll just, you know, enhance the photo or brighten it a little bit, but I don't really use the actual filter. But I definitely think that the filters can enhance the photo, and I think they're fun to use. But me personally, I don't do a specific one for every photo.
Gotcha. Me as well. So
yeah,
I guess just use your judgment.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, I think that it depends on what kind of account you have too, because, you know, you, if your account is showing, let's say, just clothes or like shoes or fashion, you know, maybe it's okay to do the same type of filter. But I guess where my account is, because of how it is, it's just some things, you know, some are videos, some are pictures, and it's a kind of range of things. So it doesn't matter as much, I guess.
Definitely. And yeah. Let's talk about, you know, responding to people and actually communicating with people. Do you respond to most comments, or how do you kind of handle that?
Yeah, I think it's important to do your best to respond to all the comments or like them or engage with the people. Sometimes I have questions about the surgery that I'm showing, so I always like to respond to those, because usually people have a question, you know, what kind of graft material am I using? Why did I do the suture technique? And so that, you know, I like to engage with those people. And then I have potential patients or people that are potentially interested in seeing me that might say, oh, I have a similar problem. What do you do for that? So you need to kind of find the, you know, a right balance of the response to the comments, because of course it's hard to respond to everybody, but I would say for the most part, I try to respond, you know, to all of the ones, all the relevant ones. You get a couple people that, you know, have some random input here and there, but for the most part I do.
Yeah. I would even suggest for doctors, this is one thing that I notice a lot, is even reviews on Facebook or Google, or I guess even Yelp. It's good to respond to those, because if not, you know, people go, like I go to, you know, business Facebooks and I see reviews, and if there's no responses, it's like, well, do people even care? Are they even appreciative about the reviews, or is there anybody monitoring this page? So I think that's good too. Like you said early on, it kind of helps people know that you're real and personable.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
So what type of posts for you get the most engagement? What do you think, or what do you notice does really well? Is it video? Is it fitness stuff? What is it?
You know, I was looking through my account, and so what I look at, if you know, go through your posts and you can track the activity. So you click on like the activity or view insights, I think it is. So you can see how many people liked the post, who saved your post, who went to your site, your actual page, your Instagram page. So, you know, I get a lot of saves on my clinical photos. So my cases that I show, I think, you know, other dentists or other periodontists might want to see or save that surgery that I did to like reference it back at a future time. And then I get a lot of, likes and engagement on posts that I do kind of myself, where I say something motivational or I talk about, you know, my struggle to becoming where I am today. And as a female, you know, the things that I've gone through and my career path. So people kind of relate to that stuff. And I think that relatable kind of journey, becoming like a professional, a lot of people relate to those things. So I think those two kind of aspects of my account get the most engagement, what I see.
Yeah, awesome. So with your clinical photos and surgeries and stuff, I noticed that you started kind of branding those images. And can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I think that it's good to, if you're showcasing something that you do clinically, to put your name there. So I put at Dr. Eugenia, which is my name, Instagram name. And that way, if somebody sees that photo on another person's site or it gets reposted, then it will direct people back to my account. If they like that post or they want to see who I am, that'll help, again, bring more people to my Instagram. So I definitely think branding is very important with whatever name you're going for. And then I also try, I know in the beginning when I first started my doing kind of showcasing myself on Instagram, I, you know, went through a bunch of different names. So I used to be like Eugenia_DDS. And now, and then I had like Dr. Eugenia Prokopets. And now I basically shortened my name, my Instagram name to Dr. Eugenia, because a friend of mine mentioned to me, look, like people, yeah, your name is great, but it's long and it's not easy and not a lot of people can pronounce my last name. So, you know, he's like, why don't you shorten it? So that I did. And so now it allows an easier way for me to brand it. And it's a shorter name and people see it. And again, if you put too much also on the photo, it's a little distracting. So those are kind of like my tips for why and how I brand my images.
Definitely. Yeah, that's smart. A lot of times shorter can be more memorable or easy to type in. So that's a good tip.
Right.
And how do you add the watermark with your brand on the image?
So I use an app called Photofy. That is the app I go to when I want to make like a collage of photos. I want to show multiple photos in one, or, I want to do like, you know, clinical photos, and then I can crop or edit it. And then there's a text area where you can type what text you want to use and put it on there. But I think there's other ones available. There's many, but Photofy, I like it because it has everything in one app.
Awesome. That's helpful for sure. So Share an internet resource that helps you, either, you know, a blog, design tool, app, whatever.
So, you know, I use a variety of things. So Photofy, like I mentioned, is an app that I really like. I also use Final Cut Pro for my videos, for the like short Instagram clips that I make that are like a minute long, that are a preview of my YouTube video. So I use Final Cut Pro for that. And the other thing I like to do is I made my own website on Squarespace. So that's like where you can go and you can just design your own website. I mean, I definitely think that at some point in time, I will have somebody design my website for me. But in the meantime, you know, if you have limited resources, you can design one yourself that looks really good and you can kind of put the content in there. There's another app that I use. I'm trying to remember the name that I use also for my YouTube channel. The name is, I can't remember the name. I will get it to you, but
yeah, we'll just post it in like the show notes.
Yeah. Okay. That's perfect. Yeah. And that's a way to, you can actually create Instagram posts. You can put text in there. You can put pictures, you can crop, you can edit, but it's like an online website that you can use. So that's another tool that I like. Oh, it's called Fotor, F-O-T-O-R.
Okay.
I like that one because you could, you can do YouTube stuff. You can do Instagram stuff on there in one.
Cool. I didn't even know about that. Yeah. I'll check that one out.
Yeah.
So let's end this thing with you telling listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. So yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram at Dr. Eugenia. And then my YouTube channel is Dr. Eugenia Prokopets, just my full name. And then if you want to email me directly, my email is also linked to my Instagram, but you can email me at drprokopets@gmail.com.
And tell us a little bit just about YouTube as well. I didn't put this in here, but I thought it'd be nice to kind of ask you, since I know you're trying to build a presence on that as well. How important, you know, what's your strategy on YouTube? How important do you think it is to be on there? And then how important is it to be on multiple platforms for kind of like a integrated strategy?
Yeah. So, you know, what's so funny is that I actually started my YouTube kind of channel after a breakup, just because I wanted to kind of get my mind off of that. And I wanted to, you know, put some more time into another platform. So I said, okay, why not? I've been thinking about YouTube for so long. I follow so many different accounts on YouTube and I always watch YouTube videos. And I see doctors on there that are engaging with a lot of YouTube, you know, followers. And so I said, you know, I'm just going to put myself out there. And again, I started my YouTube account with no kind of direction. I just said, I'm going to make a video because it's actually something that I was, you know, very scared and nervous to do. And then once I kind of, you know, started making one video, then the second, then the third, I realized that it was important for me to have another platform to showcase, you know, my personality and what I do. And now, you know, like my latest video comparing the Oral-B and the Sonicare brush, and I'm going through like oral hygiene instructions and things that patients and other listeners, anybody, could benefit from. So Instagram does not allow you all of that time. And even with stories, it's difficult to get all that across. So I think YouTube is a wonderful platform. And you're right. I think it's beneficial to be on multiple, you know, multiple platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and just, you know, showcase whatever you have to showcase and engage with your listeners.
Yeah, definitely. So give us some final words. What's the best advice you can tell our listeners who are struggling to build their brand and grow their following on Instagram?
So I think that anybody that's about to start growing their brand on Instagram, they're going to be scared. They're going to be nervous and they kind of don't know what to do. So nobody wants to be criticized when they put themselves out there. And it's really nerve-wracking at first, but my motto is that if there's anything that you're really scared to do or you're hesitant or it makes you nervous, that is exactly the next step that you need to take. That is exactly what you should do because that is something that allows you to get out of your comfort zone and, you know, grow as a person, grow as a brand, and you are unique. So you should put yourself out there and there's no better time than now because times are changing really quickly. So my advice is just to do it and don't be scared because you'll see that it's going to pay off in the end.
Yeah. Awesome words of advice. I totally agree. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I know this is going to be super helpful to docs.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely.
Okay, listeners, I hope this helped. We'd love to know what you thought about today's podcast, so shoot me an email at luke@hipcreativeinc.com and let me know things you are implementing from today's episode. Also, if you have any ideas on topics or just ideas for the podcast in general, let me know. To learn more about Hip Creative, head over to hip.agency. Thank you so much.